fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of September. Prepper tip of the day. Want you to review your bug out and bug home bags. Review the plans to bug out and bug home. Very important. We're getting down to some very serious times here, and I encourage you to do that. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 12 books. The number keeps increasing. And weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Is it 12 books? How many books?
Not counting the NASCA, which I call a white paper, not really a book. So, yeah, a dozen. Okay. And then more on the way.
Okay. Well, before the show, Jim, we were talking about the evidence, and the evidence is, as we say in my profession, clear and convincing that COVID-19 test kits were being manufactured in 2017.
Yes.
How can it be, Jim? We didn't even have, they called it Corona until, what was it, 7 months ago, and they started calling it COVID-19. How can you manufacture a test kit for something that doesn't exist?
Well, it did exist.
Obviously.
And they were getting ready. And when Tony Fauci walked in with Birx into President Trump's office, they were completing a plan. And that plan was to take down the entire world. And they had already started it in Wuhan. So they were right on Johnny on the spot, understanding that there was a threat that started in Wuhan. And the reason he knew that is because it was his laboratory that created and released the virus.
Right, right. Well, beginning point, of course, was in this country at Chapel Hill University campus in Fort Meade, Maryland. And then they did the final work at Wuhan, didn't they?
Correct. Yeah, they kept it going there. And Judy what's her name, Moskovitz? Was that her name? The person.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Right.
Right. And she worked at Dietrich and these other places and made it very clear that these people, how they developed these. where they take like a rat or a bat virus and they recycle it through petri dishes or growth medium. And what would take 10 years in nature, they can do in 6 months in a laboratory. Right. And but the issue that in nature, the antibodies in the biological systems can develop at the rate that they come in a natural setting. But they can't when it's done in a laboratory at an accelerated rate. And that's where they get these viruses. And they're military-grade viruses. That's what they are. The other thing is it was outlawed in the United States. Tony Fauci should be in prison. And Birx.
Right.
And, well, and Bill Gates.
The doctor we were talking about, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I have an interview with her on my website under COVID-19 updates. The movie she was part of, documentary, is called Plandemic. And,
right.
I have a copy of that at my website as well. Dr. Mikovits paid a high price in being incarcerated and financially ruined by these massive entities, wasn't she?
Absolutely, and I know what that's like. They go for your paycheck first thing, and then they destroy you. They go out and muddy up your name. And they literally have people that follow you around to destroy you. They want to make sure you do not get out from under a rock ever. And I had that happen to me, absolutely, where I was on a roll. I was publishing papers in peer-reviewed journals. And one day the door got slammed and I got called into the office, reprimanded. And they literally had the strange thing with me at Cornell was they fired me, but I kept teaching there because they needed me teaching. So I was fired, but I wasn't fired.
Well, you worked for two departments. They fired you from the astrophysics department, but they kept you working in the mathematics department.
No. I went across. That was independent. I went across campus and got rehired. But in the physics department, this whole thing came down in about October. And I continued teaching in my assignment in the physics department until December.
Okay.
And they had a woman who followed me around literally when I was on campus. She was another doctor in the physics department. She followed me around, and that was her assignment when I was on campus to make sure I did not talk to students.
What would happen if you would talk to a student?
I don't know. But anyway, that's my ability to publish ceased. And then when I got to the math department, I went and I talked to Hans Bethe. And he said, here, I'll send you to these journals in Denmark. He said, that's where my papers started to get published again until they slammed the door again. But what I'm saying is in the case of Mikovits, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, they put her in prison. They actually put this woman in prison to make her renounce that her claims of what was going on. They did not want this out there. And that just shows the level of control in these organizations. And it's top down. And, so you have scientists completely corrupted in these systems where they work for pharmaceutical companies and it's the level of corruption is staggering.
Well, and this powers that be fear truth tellers. I became a truth teller myself back in 1968, and they fear that greatly. Men and women who actually know the truth and are willing to talk about it publicly, that makes you an enemy of the state immediately, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And then you have people like Biden, who's reaped tremendous personal benefits from his office. And then you have somebody like Kamala Harris that says that she said right on camera, looking straight at the camera, she says that the riots are just going to continue after the election. Don't stop. Keep tearing this country apart. This is the person that will be president if Biden is elected.
Pretty scary. She'll be president long enough to appoint Hillary vice president, and then she'll resign.
That's exactly what's going on. And that's why Hillary appears on camera now saying, Joe Biden, under no circumstances, should use concede a loss. You should maintain this because this is Hillary's ticket to the White House without ever being elected. You know, she never thought that she should have been elected because
when
it was
her husband was president, I had a link with a cutout to somebody in the Secret Service detail at the White House. One of the reports I got actually happened a number of times is Hillary would pick up large, heavy glass ashtrays and throw them at the president when she was in one of her tirades.
Oh yes. can you imagine that psychologically disturbed person being president?
And at the time, I don't know what they do with White House tours now, but White House tours back then for the public, Bill Clinton prohibited military people from taking the White House tour in uniform. They were not allowed to take the White House tour in uniform. They were prohibited from doing so.
Yeah, those people are a pair. I mean, what they've gotten away with is beyond criminal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jim, there's lots of issues going on. We have an election coming up. We got a virus that is apparently far less fatal. New York Times is saying that almost everybody who's died was near death from something else anyway, which is what the German scientists determined that were appointed by the German government. I keep hearing that there's going to be round two with another virus coming out soon. Are you hearing same things, Jim?
Well, I estimated that from the beginning, or that there would be a variation of this one or something. Yeah, something new that would create another lockdown. And you can see because of the riots are having the same effect, that people don't want to go out. You know, if you're in Portland and you go to a restaurant to eat and somebody caves the window in next to you, that's not a big incentive to have people go out and start living a normal life again, like going to a restaurant. And so the whole thing has always been to create chaos and shut down everything. You know, we have Nancy Pelosi, who has her private in-house exercise center, and then she's going to hair salons without a mask, not social distancing, you know. So you can see this is the Hunger Game elite. And that's exactly it. When you watch the Hunger Game and you see those people, you know, that are the elite, that's who they are. That's not a futuristic movie. We're here.
Well, unfortunately we are. Unfortunately we are. And the elite, Nancy Pelosi and those people like that, to them we're just barefoot peasants to be used to serve their needs, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're nothing. And they, you know, they're seasoned politicians. They've gotten there by lying and telling you how much they're going to help you and how much they want to give to you. But it's like a trap. It's like putting a nice piece of fried chicken out there in the middle of the snow for a fox in the middle of winter. Of course he wants that nice piece of chicken, but he also knows that if he takes that piece of chicken, there's a trap there, you know?
Right. We got a caller on hold here, Jim. We got Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, I got a couple quick questions. You're talking about 9/11 and stuff, and if America is fortunate enough to have President Trump for a second term, do you think he will actually shed light on things like the JFK assassination, 9/11 truth? And also, do you think that he really will bring justice to the traitors of this country, like Bill and Hillary Clinton and former President Obama and the like, the rest of them that have committed great treason against this country? Or do you think that's just a pipe dream?
Well, it's always fun to speculate, Paul. We do know that the son of one of the assassinated men, Robert Kennedy Jr., was going to be part of the Trump administration. That terminated within the first month of President Trump taking office. So I can speculate with the best of them that I would like to see it happen, but in the absence of any evidence, it's all it is, speculation.
The other thing is that it's the Justice Department, so it's not Trump. It's the Justice Department, but see, now you can skin a cat in a couple different ways. And here's the issue: they're working up the ladder right now with the pedophilia issue. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but there have been over 80 senators and congressmen and state officials at high levels who've been arrested and convicted or pled guilty in a lot of cases to pedophilia. Okay, and this is rampant. So what they're doing is working their way up the ladder, and guess who's sitting at the top of the ladder is Hillary and Bill. So as I say, there's a couple different ways as far as the Russia probe or the, you know, all of that stuff. I don't think that's going to go anyplace. And people like Trey Gowdy have said that, people who've been in the system where, in other words, you know, when you get to that level, you don't mess with people when they're out of office. So that includes Obama and the Clintons, etc. But there's a different way to get at them. And that I see happening. But after the election, because right now everybody's walking on eggs. I mean, you can not do anything and then have, you know, you see, if you look at CNN, they're going crazy. It's absolutely, it's beyond bonkers. It's never been this wild and woolly as far as all of the news media, what's going on. But make no mistake, this election is going to be tampered with every way possible, because they lost in 2016 and they thought they had it covered. They're not letting anything go by the wayside this time. All the gloves are off.
Yeah, and according to Bill Binney, you know, they have all the evidence of all this. The NSA collects everything digitally. And I just wonder if President Trump even has access to the information and to, you know, to all the crimes that they've committed and stuff. It's just mind-boggling that we can ever have, that we'll ever legitimately have our country back if these people are not brought to justice. I just can't imagine that, you know, this stuff will just stay covered up forever.
Yeah, well, it's like John says, wishful thinking. So I don't know. Those people have been very protected, and my guess is they will continue to be protected because their protection comes from way up. I mean, if you understand the hierarchy, which I hope you do, it goes up to the CIA, which is in charge of the NSA, and the CIA is completely infiltrated at the levels necessary to maintain control in the deep state, as they call it. That includes the military. That includes people manipulating storms like the recent storm Laura. But then it goes up from there. And the CIA is the police force of the World Bank, which is the front agency, the Rothschild Banking Empire, which is the front agency for the Vatican Bank. So this goes right up to the Pope. You know, I mean, you have, you know, the Queen of England, who is really stepping aside. You can see that the royal family is falling apart. And that's a kind of symbolic of what's going on. There's a lot of infighting amongst the people at the very top. You know, imagine a family where somebody dies and there's a lot of money and there's lots of offspring and grandchildren. They're all fighting over it. Well, that's going on within the elite of the world right now. And so, you know, they might tear down their own house before we do. Anyway, it's a complicated situation. But looking for justice, the U.S. justice system has not, you know, look at the past. It's not been very good about bringing justice.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Bye. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday the 9th. You need to check out the John Moore Patriot Training come up. This is next month. John Moore Patriot Training Course at Lake of the Ozarks, October 18th to 23rd. Tactical pistol training, tactical rifle training, making, fabricating booby traps, and more. A full day with a combat medic, for example. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my event planner. That would be Betsy Murphy. She can mail you a nice brochure. And her telephone number is 636-530-9502. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live and to your archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, that's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs. Commercial free. It's been there since about the year 2000, about 20 years now. And all the archives are available on my webpage, going back that far. Also, my paid cast, and I want to bring people's attention to my new education program. This is something that's been years in the making, finally released about 2 weeks ago, and it's a extensive package to educate especially K-12 and parents. So I invite you to check that out on my webpage, which is linked from John's page, jmccsci.com.
All right. Jim, we got a caller on hold. We're at Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just thought I'd pass this on. I got this off of a chat room on RSBN, and I've looked it up, and it's called Riding the Dragon, about Biden with his dealings with China and everything, and his son Hunter and all that mess. And it's put out by Blaze, and it's apparently in 6 or 7 different videos, called 1 through 6, and a trailer. Trailer, short.
And where can somebody find that, Pat? Where can somebody find that?
Oh, I'm sorry, YouTube. I guess it's still there.
And what would somebody put in the YouTube search box?
Riding the Dragon.
Riding the Dragon,
It's China, mainly. It's more China than Ukraine, but it's everything. It's a mess.
Okay, real good, Pat. We'll make sure we got the word out. Thank you for your
Riding
call.
The Dragon. Okay. And by the way, John, I had a question about your program. Is there a younger age limit for people to be in that, your training class?
Oh, the training? Well, if they're not an adult or not 18 years old, we would need appropriate release assigned by their guardian or parent, right?
Okay.
Unless the parent's with them, then it wouldn't be an issue. Parent or grandparent, responsible adult with that youngster under the age of 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Also, Hunter Biden, comment on the lady that just called in, is still under investigation in the Senate. So that's moving along at the snail's pace of Congress, but it's still moving along. And there's a lot there. In fact, the whole Russiagate thing started there. So this is all linked together. And they thought Hillary was going to be elected and life would just be juicy and good, just like before. But they never expected in a million years that Trump would be elected.
No. Even the Republicans, there was 18 candidates in 2016 at the beginning, 20 was a bunch. Nobody took him seriously until it was too late, and he was already well on his way to winning the nomination. I know many mainstream Republicans, very few of whom liked Donald Trump initially. They've all become Donald Trump converts now, obviously. The last time they made this mistake was with John Kennedy. The mainstream Republicans and mainstream Democrats did not take Kennedy seriously. And lo and behold, he became president. Here's a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be.
All but right, without victory, there is no... Without victory, we have to have victory. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. The mosquito net face masks are available for sale at my website. You can be in compliance and still be able to breathe. Pretty good. You need to take note of the John Moore Patriot training course at Lake of the Ozarks. It'll be very high-speed, world-class instruction, tactical pistol class one day, 2 days of tactical rifle, a day with a combat medic, plus we'll learn how to make booby traps and more. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, and many of you do, joint pain, back pain, I got something that'll help. I use mine every night. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Want to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do? You also need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there for an energy cleaner, the mattress pad that goes with it, and you can call my toll-free order line also to get to place your order. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John and Jim. There's one good thing about these people being protected by the judges and so forth, the crooked prosecutors and so forth like that. That just goes to show who else maybe that we didn't know that was compromised too. So they kind of telescoping their all their little group there, so we know who to go after next.
Great, that's exactly correct. Yeah, everybody's flushed out in the open now. There's not many people that are hidden, a lot of these people were put there a long time ago. If you look at mayors or city council, you would think, oh, those are not important. But when you see somebody like in Portland, you know, totally controlled and just absolutely insane, the whole city is shut down, and, you know, it's completely past coronavirus. Now it's just looting and rioting and people smashing in windows where people are inside, like at restaurants. So the entire purpose all along was to bring chaos and destroy society as you know it. And as Kamala Harris says, this isn't going to stop. She encouraged people to keep looting and actually raised money for bail for the people who were looting and destroying. That's Kamala Harris. That's your new president. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a beauty.
Yeah, and these people that's inciting it, as far as these so-called officials, the ones that's promoting it, they're doing nothing more than really creating treason, which is a terrible, a great offense to go against them, because if nothing else stands up in court, we could always use the treason law against them about going against against the country. And that's a great thing if we're sitting back and getting to find out who's who and what's what.
And there's another one called Color of Law, where they're using fake laws. They're pretending to be an authority of things that they have no authority over, and that's going to come out. That's a slower process, but there's places where that's slowly moving through the courts. But Color of Law is and there's an interesting one, John. We should bring this in here too. Did you see the video of Sheriff Mack? It was interview I think it was Robert David Steele. There may have been others, where he won a court case all the way to the Supreme Court over the 10th Amendment, which basically says that the federal government only has designated powers, and that includes federal agents, and when they overstep those, they are basically out of the law. They have no legal protection for what they're doing.
Sheriff Mack's been doing a great job for decades. I saw him a speaking engagement more than 20 years ago. The group that he's ahead of has been great in educating law enforcement, especially sheriffs, what their true power is. The sheriff of most of the 3,300 counties in this country can tell the FBI or any other federal agency to take a hike. That's the power that they've got.
Right. Right. And like up in Oregon, that's what was going on. Lavoie Finicum was going to the next county where the sheriff was performing his duties and leaving the county. He got shot before he got out of the county where the sheriff was not doing his duties.
Absolutely. Yeah, Sheriff Mack's a great guy. Al, did we answer your question sufficiently?
Yeah, it was mostly a comment, but there's a lawyer out there, he's an old guy, and he does a pretty good job explaining that color of law and the difference in common law and color of law, and he completely helps people left and right, and he just loves helping people understand the difference and fighting for them. And I don't know if you've heard of him, his name is Ron Gibson, if you haven't heard of him, I have his phone number if you ever want to
I have not heard of him.
He's good. He explains that really well, how that works and what years they've done it and so forth and so forth, which is very seldom that you hear an attorney talk against the establishment or the bar association. But he's not bashful at all about explaining it all.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Okay, Al, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
And next we have Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Hi, good morning, John and James.
Good morning.
Just a quick one today. Wasn't Hillary, isn't she supposed to appear in court today?
It could be. It could be. And,
I think she is, but I don't think you... I was just curious if you guys knew anything about it.
I don't myself.
A few weeks ago I saw something, but I don't remember the specifics or even what it was about.
I tried looking up myself, but I found very little. But I know she's due to court now in September. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just getting off work here, so.
Okay.
Enjoy listening to you guys.
Real good. Thank you, Oregon. We appreciate the call. Typically, Hillary and people of her stature have attorneys quash the subpoenas to appear in court. So I'd be shocked if she does. Maybe she will.
Yeah, well, she's gotten away with just about everything else. So, they're old hands at this. They're very experienced at extreme criminal behavior and not having any culpability at all.
Absolutely, and they've been doing that for decades, her and her husband, Bill.
And people can't see it. That's what amazes me. I have friends that are highly intelligent, I consider them to be, but they're completely oblivious to what to me is completely obvious.
Well, it's a shame, but that's the way it is. Jim, we got another caller here. We got David in Iowa. Good morning, David.
John?
Go ahead, sir.
You're talking about Sheriff Mack. The end of this month, Sheriff Mack is organizing a sheriff's and police meeting in Virginia for sheriffs from all over the country. I think there's supposed to be 50, 100 sheriffs there. That'd be on CSPOA.org, I think it is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Maybe you could check that out and see what's going on with it. Sounds
good to
me. Do
you know what the name of that is? Do you have a name for that meeting?
A name?
Yes. The name of the group. It was
name
Sheriff
of the meeting or whatever.
The name of Sheriff Mack's organization there, Dave, is what Jim's asking about.
You're a little light. I can barely hear you. Say that
again.
The
name of Sheriff Mack's organization is what Jim's asking about.
CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association.org, I think it is.
Okay, I got it. Yep. All right. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that's taking place.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, 50 sheriffs out of 3,300 is not very many, but it's at least
it's a start. Yeah.
It's a start, yeah. There's a difference between sheriffs. There was appointed sheriffs in jurisdictions where the Democrats and socialist communists have taken over, and elected sheriffs in most of the 3,300 counties of the United States. The elected sheriffs retain their traditional power and authority. The appointed sheriffs don't have their traditional power and authority. They're basically just empty suits is all they are. Okay. Well, Jim, you got any updates on the wing generator, for example?
Just the same. I'm just working on that. One thing I'm concentrating on now is the education package. That's new, but the wing generator is, I'm just moving forward as much as possible. My real goal with those is to get the big ones up and running. That's something that's requires quite a bit of funding. And so at the current time, just trying to work with the farm and ranch sizes that are appropriate for people on a farm, et cetera.
Right, right. Well, the wind generator is cutting edge technology that people need to check out.
And, yes. Yeah, this is some, it's a, the people that are looking now are desperate, basically, to get independent power. And there's more and more emphasis on that. So that's what people are really interested. When you talk to people, it's like, what is it going to take to get this set up? And, you know, a lot of people are in central part of the U.S., and they don't have good wind. And so, as I always say, we don't sell wind. But, you know, there's it's something that there are parts of the U.S. that do have good wind, and those are a good fit. But that's something we have to look at every specific case and spec it out and make sure that it's going to work properly.
All right. Well, I hope people will check it out. And if they're in a position to take advantage of this technology, that they will do so. At some future date, this could be a matter of life and death, having electricity for refrigeration, air conditioning for medical equipment, electricity for medical equipment, and so forth, couldn't it, Jim?
Absolutely. The other thing I'm concentrating on are the grow towers. And I was actually, I've been surprised at the response. And people are realizing that they want to be able to grow vegetables and fruits, et cetera, in a very concentrated space in their house, very clean. You don't have the bugs. There's no dirt. It's very simple. It kind of takes care of itself. It's not something you have to go out and play with every day. It's like every few weeks you have to check it out a little bit. But to produce vegetables and tomatoes and greens and cucumbers and fruits, certain types of fruit, and then herbs, all in this single tower. And people are responding quite well to that on my webpage.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, explain, give us a verbal picture of what the grow tower looks like, sir.
Well, it's a round tank at the bottom, about 2 feet in diameter, and that's where the water and solution is. The solution is a two-part, a part A and part B. It comes in a liquid form. And so you just pour it in, mix it with water, and then there's a pump. And then it's a vertical tube with 44 up to 44 ports in it. And then you have a table at the side. You start your seeds. You get them going. And when they're big enough, you put them in the grow tower. And it's kind of maintains itself. There's a pump that pumps the water up the tube, and it kind of sprinkles down, and the roots are inside the tube. It's called aeroponics, and very simple, and it's a very short growth time for a head of lettuce. It's cut down from about 90 days down to about 30 days in the tower. And so it's basically growing vegetables in a very concentrated area. It uses 95% less water. It's about a tenth of the grow space, and
of the space taken up. Sorry, looks like we lost Jim. Well, maybe he'll reconnect here. Fascinating, grow towers. Fascinating technology. People need to check that out at Jim's website, jmccsci.com. jmccsci.com. All right. Things are moving forward at warp speed, to use a term that they're describing the vaccine program. I hope President Trump has a plan to expose these vaccines for what they are. So far, it looks like he's going along with it. I'm very disappointed to see that. Initially, Robert Kennedy was going to be part of the administration to expose the vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, he's not. In the meantime, Robert Kennedy has been going around the world, literally going around the world, giving speeches and presentations about the true nature of all vaccines. and the dangers of this COVID-19 vaccine that will be available for people sometime between now and November, before the end of the year, certainly. But it looks like sometime in November there will be a COVID-19 vaccine available. The whole we're getting the information to expose the entire criminal conspiracy now. I got a note from one of our regular listeners about when I'm going to get that posted on my website. The fact that they've been manufacturing COVID-19 test kits since 2017. It'll be on my website before the day is over. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of September. Well, in 2 days it'll be the annual celebration. Remembrance, celebration is probably not the right word. Remembrance of what happened 19 years ago. The 11th day of September 2001. Anybody who is old enough to remember that day certainly will never forget it. My grandson was 3 years old at the time, and he probably has some vague recollections of that day. I know myself, September 11th, I was getting ready to go to a memorial service for my dear friend, my mentor, Mr. Charles Shaw. You probably saw the Steve McQueen film, The Great Escape. Steve McQueen pretended to do in a movie what Mr. Shaw did in real life. The movie was based on the book written by Mr. Shaw about his experiences in World War II. So I'm getting ready for that memorial service when I get a phone call from a friend. John, are you watching TV? I said, no. He says, turn on your TV. And hung up. I turn on the TV, and there's Twin Tower. Smoke coming out of it. I'm like, man, what is this? So I obviously left that on, and I'm continuing to prepare to go to the memorial service when I saw an airplane hit the other tower. And that's when everything changed. At the time, my daughter, our daughter, was living with us with her 3.5-year-old grandson. And my grandson, not hers, obviously. So I talked to my wife, Dr. Moore, and my daughter, and I said, ladies, we need to get ready for what's going on. We're under attack. And I gave them marching orders, what we would do. Get all three motor vehicles topped off with fuel, get the money out of the bank, get the vehicles loaded up with essentials to go to our safe haven, which is now my home, of course, here in Davisville. And if there's any other attack anywhere in the country, we're getting out of Dodge. I set up a communication center on the dining room table to monitor the emergency frequencies. We man that communication center 24 hours a day for the next week. And I continued to, even after giving those orders, I was still going to go to the memorial service. So I'm getting fuel in my vehicle. The two towers have already been hit. So I got the radio on. I'm getting fuel. And I hear the announcer on the radio say, there's smoke coming from the Pentagon. And that's when I shut that down and went back to be with my family. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.